Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Two.
Gay or what? Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, September 20th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. As per usual, Free Ball Friday is essentially a free-form program where I just... strictly open lines, first come, first serve. If it gets crowded, we might put a time limit on people. But other than that, we are just going to take it wherever it goes. And specifically, I'm dedicating this show to ranting. To just, if you're pissed off, if you have a pet peeve, maybe you hate somebody's guts, maybe you're pissed off because school's starting again, maybe you just you're just not happy with the status of the geopolitical scene. Maybe Syria's got you down. There was a recent mass shooting at an army base. That's fucking depressing. Yeah. But I'd rather not talk about that and stuff like that. I'd rather just be like, it could be a personal thing, a personal pet peeve, a problem, an issue, maybe something you just want to get off your chest and make it feel better. This is the time to do it. I have, you know, I have shit I want to talk. I want to get off my chest. You know, I tweeted earlier today and yesterday about several things and got into it, into a little back and forth on Twitter with several different folks. And that kind of perturbed me. So I might recreate that at some point if I have to. First things first, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you to the early listeners for joining me. I'd like to acknowledge the early chit chatters in the chit chat room. We got my home skillet One Nodus. He is Leet Haxor, or is he a he? He spells it. Maybe it's not One Nodus. Maybe it's In Nodus, because it's spelled one. The numeral one, the letter N capitalized, then four, then T capitalized, then four, then S capitalized. And typically a one means either an L or an I. So I'm thinking in this case maybe it's an I. Inatus. That's actually the correct, if you use Leet Haxor's speech, it's not One Nodus, it's Inatus. Thank you, Inatus, for tuning in. The transcript. Don't worry, I'm going to get to that. That's one of the things I want to do. First, I want to acknowledge the shit chat room. Actions in the house. What up, Actions? ANCAP Dialect. Welcome to the show. ANCAP Dialect, I believe, is going to be my first caller tonight. So he's waiting in the wings. Chef Bonardee in the house. What up, Chef Bonardee? Cyber War News in the building. What's up, Cyber War News? Floral Discretion. Welcome, Floral Discretion. FRD. No shit. Is that the FRD? Fat Red Dragon, if that's you, bro, you got to call in at some point. Yeah, I haven't talked to you forever. This is a great night for you to call in, too, because it's just open format. Rant radio, you can say whatever. You usually have some funny things to complain about. So I'd love to catch up with you, man. So at any point in the next 2 hours, you want to dial in FRD, please don't hesitate. Becalina, welcome to the show, Becalina. I'm just explaining rant radio and the parameters and saying hello to the people in the chat room as they file in here. We've got Jay Geronimo in the house. Jay Geronimo, I'd love to have you come in and call in a rant. You know, you seem like a pretty intense dude. You seem to be well-researched and very enthusiastic and opinionated, at least from what I can tell via your tweeting. But I think it'd be fun to have you rant tonight as well. Nigger Christ is waiting in the wings, of course. Tay Nigger Christ. We will have the Black Messiah join us and share a rant. What's Gucci? Yeah, NC always has. He can always find something to rant about. So I think that's going to be a good one. Raven Bowden, what's up, Raven Bowden? Thank you for tweeting. Good to have you. I think you were firsties or close to firsties in the chat. Technological Viking. Hey, Tech Viking. Tech Viking called in the last show I had, I think, which was Monday or something. I don't know. Oh, it's fun. Thanks for calling. I has Boger. Welcome, I has Boger. Worth of the World. Hey, baby doll, Worth of the World. Good to have you here. I hung out with Worth of the World IRL not too long ago. She's looking great. She's doing fabulous. Really fun hanging out with you, Worth. Where's Caesar? Get Caesar in here, dude. I want Caesar to go on a rant. That would be fucking awesome. Oh, okay. And we also have Zass. All right, that's the chat room. Okie dokie. Let's do some house cleaning here. Okay, so this Barrett Brown podcast transcript that I'm trying to hustle some money up for. Check it out. All right. This is what I want to do. This is my goal. We had a show here on my show September 4th, the night after Barrett Brown had a court appearance and was issued a gag order. I had several guests call in, namely Del Camp from Vice magazine. Shit, I'm forgetting people already. Was it Ryan? Fuck, I don't remember. Ryan, I think it is, from Barrett Brown TX. Kevin from FreeBarrettBrown.org. And another dude who I'm really bad with names. I already forgot his name, but whatever. Great broadcast. Three of the four guys were in the courtroom, witnessed the proceedings, got to see Barrett, described what they saw. It was insightful, and it was a great show. I thought it was really good. And I got the idea on air talking to Kevin that I thought it might be cool to get a transcription of the broadcast and send it to Barrett. Since he can't, create his own media and send it out, and now all of a sudden there's this quasi Streisand effect where there's this media gag order on Barrett, so now the media starts reporting on him. So if I was in his place, I would want to definitely be interested in knowing what the temperature is of the dialogue that's going on out there, and knowing that some of his biggest supporters were participating in a podcast about his situation, I would imagine he might be curious and have the time to sit down and read the transcript of the show. Because as I understand, it's not, he can't have access to electronic devices at all. So I couldn't just send him an MP3 of the show. So that's why I thought, well, hey, what do you do in prison? You just read a lot. Well, hey, why not read a transcript of a podcast about yourself? And I thought that would be a cool gesture to just give him some sort of content to consume while he's rotting away in jail. So I look into it, and BTR offers its own transcription service. I put up a blog about it. If you go to my blog, it's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. They basically prorate every show or just list every show as a flat rate of $337.50 to transcribe the whole show. And there's some shit in there about you know, charging by the word and minute and blah, blah, blah. So I think some of the price is, because like say you do a free half-hour show and you decide, and you don't even do the whole half hour. You do 5 minutes of you just sing, you know, the Declaration of Independence and ending your show. I'm sure to get that transcribed, it can't be the same amount as it would be to transcribe, say, oh, I don't know, I Has Candy's 4-hour Snorefest tinfoil marathons. I mean, there's got to, I mean, seriously. All right, so basically my goal, I want to transcribe this. I feel like in a lot of ways Barrett's kind of a political prisoner, you know, whatever you think of him. I personally think he's a douchebag. I still do. I respect him as a journalist, though. I think he's really good at what he does. And I think the charges against him are ludicrous. I think he's already served his time for the worst thing that he did, which was threatening the officer. I think if anybody else made a YouTube video and threatened an officer, they probably would have been in and out of prison by now already. So, and this other shit is so wishy-washy and muddled and nonsense. It's just not cool. And you know he's not going to end up with 100 years, just like Bradley Manning didn't end up with 100 years. But it's another example of bullshit, and I think it's important for the remaining activists and people of interest and supporters or whatever to continue to be the squeaky wheels in the absence of people like Barrett or, God forbid, Weave. I don't mind, you know, I this is actually the first time I've ever done a WePay. I never thought I would ever do a WePay. If you had told me 2 years ago I was going to do a WePay to help Barrett Brown, I would have fucking, I would have taken a shit in your pants. I don't know, man. It feels weird, but unfortunately, you know, it looks like it's going to be at least $300-some-odd, maybe more, maybe less, to transcribe this thing professionally via BTR, which I hope, you know, it's professionally done. And that, so far, that's my only option. Now, I would absolutely love to not have to go through BTR and pay that amount. If there's somebody out there that knows how to transcribe or can't transcribe or is a professional transcriber, please get in touch with me. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And hell, if you want to volunteer to do it for free, that'd be kick ass. If you want to do it for like half of or two thirds of what BTR is offering, no worries. The way I figure it, I'm going to use whatever funds I can scrape together to pay for it, and then anything left over, I'll just donate to the defense fund at freebarrettbrown.org. So that's the wrap on that. And I'm not going to, I think I'll plug that one more time on Sunday, but I'm not going to push it down your throats. Cause I know there's a lot of people that fucking hate Barrett and don't want to, you know, would pay money for me not to do it. But it's cool. It is what it is. You know, I respect your opinion. So no worries. You don't have to donate. It's all good. But I honestly, on a selfish note, I'm just kind of curious to see what my show looks like transcribed. I can't even imagine. I just think that'd be cool. And I don't know, maybe I could try to incentivize something if I can't find a volunteer or something. I've been thinking of doing Vince in the Bay t-shirts. Maybe I can incentivize by having people purchase Vince in the Bay t-shirts, and the proceeds will go to paying for the transcription. And yeah, that's enough about that. Oh, and about Sunday's show. Sunday. We're going to be talking about Barrett Brown on Sunday a little bit. I think my guest, I'm very excited. My guest is going to be Greg Hoosh. I think that's how you say it. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But I believe it's Greg Hoosh, who is notoriously linked to Anonymous and Chanology. His claim to fame is being one of the first people outed outed in Chanology, and you know, he's really been around. He's an old fag. He's been around the internet community for a long time, and has seen Anonymous come and go, and been a part of it. Becoming more than just a bunch of nerds on a message board. So I think that'll be cool. And if you have questions for him, feel free to hit me up. I'm trying to compile a list of stuff, and I'm doing a lot of research. And I think there's a lot to talk about with Greg. Regarding Anonymous and hacktivism what I would call the digital activism, which is not necessarily hacktivism, but people just activists doing things through digital medium, through the internet. Yeah, I want to talk to him about all kinds of shit, man. I think I want to know what kind of music he likes. I want to know if he enjoys long walks on the beach. I'm hoping he has a good zucchini bread recipe. Oh, there's going to be a lot to cover. And if you want to join in on it, feel free to do so. And I'll plug that Barrett Brown thing one more time on there, and hopefully we can talk to Greg on Sunday about Barrett Brown a little bit, and take calls and see what's up. Okay. Well, so it's Free Ball Friday. I already have five people lined up ready to rage. God, I don't know. I have a little rant, a little something that I plan to throw out there, and it's just going to be a reoccurring question for everybody throughout the night. And that question is, speaking of Anonymous, who did more damage to Anonymous overall in general? Who damaged the brand, if you will? Who, you know, if Anonymous is dead or not what it used to be or whatever, who's more at fault for that? And you have two choices. Number one, Sabu, a.k.a. Hector. Or number two, Jackal, a.k.a. Chris. And I will chime in first by saying I think Jackal did worse sully the Anonymous brand. I think the first of all, I think Anonymous becoming a presence on Twitter was a red flag at the beginning of the end. Anyway, when I started noticing, you know, Lulzsec and these hackers that were, you know, above the ground taunting people in broad daylight, I was like, there's no way this is real. Come on. And it wasn't real. And a lot of us know that now. And so we find out that Hector was a CI who more or less ratted out, compromised his buddies, okay, who were doing illegal things, and he was allegedly helping them do these illegal things. Not cool, no matter how you look at it. Not the kind of people you want to run around with. You know, these kids should have known better. They got caught, they got burned, and they paid the price. How many of them paid the price? How many people did Sabu burn? I'm going to say maybe 10 people. I could be wrong. Maybe a dozen. Maybe less. But for the most part, all the people that Sabu's cooperation helped build cases and convict people, I don't think anybody got more than 2 years of time. In some cases, time served. In some cases, no time at all. TFLO never saw the inside of a correctional facility. Topiary has been back on Twitter already for like 6 or 7 months. He got time served and ended up, with 37 days or something? I think Aykroyd is still in. I think Cleary's still in, but they can't be in for that much longer. You got this Ronaldo Rivera kid, or what's his face, down in Arizona. 1 year. Now, I'm not including the restitution. I'm just throwing out the numbers, the jail time. But of course, there's restitution in a lot of these cases too. Some of that, in some cases, that's worse than the time. You if it was me, I'd have almost be like, you know what, to tell you what, dude, $700,000, motherfuck. All right, check this out. Let's work something out here. Okay, instead of me being in jail for a year and paying you $750,000, let's do this. How about I pay you $5 and do 5 years? What the fuck? You could get that money, dude. I mean, dude. KY Anonymous can't even get that kind of cash, brah. So yeah. So the only person that really leaves that I can think of is Jeremy Hammond. And it looks like Jeremy Hammond is officially... He has the maximum amount of time that he can get is 10 years. And he's not going to get that. I'm thinking he's going to get 4. Others say 5, others say a little bit more. I'm saying 4. And I would say 2 if it weren't for the fact that he's a repeat offender. And I think he should get more. I think he should get like 6. Because you know... And I think it shouldn't just be prison. I think there should be some sort of rehab program, some sort of, I don't like the idea that they don't let these people handle computers either. Like, there's got to be a way in the correctional system where they can just have, like, a closed local network and let these geniuses do what they do. Let them just, you know, fuck around with computers in a controlled environment. You know, keep them on tape. Keep them, you know, record everything, whatever. Stand in the room with them. I mean, that's what they were doing with Sabu anyway. Don't take the technology away from them. These kids like Hammond are geniuses. And if he could just grow out of this angst and use his talent for good and some sort of legal means, I mean, let's let him keep going, dude. I mean, the guy is brilliant. He's a brilliant kid. What's unfortunate is he's going to get 4 years and he'll get out and he'll do something else and he'll go back in and get out and go back in. He's one of those activists that he's just always going to do that. And more power to him, whatever. So from what I can tell, Hammond gets it up the ass the worst of all the people working with Sabu. And all these people did illegal things. They got doxxed, first of all. You know, now everybody knows who they are and can fuck with them for the rest of their lives. Because some of these people did do some pretty, pulled some pretty fucked up pranks. But they did break the law, all right? And they, you know, most of them paid their dues. Now, these people are guilty people. And there's just a handful of them, maybe two dozen, maybe a dozen. And they've atoned for their sins, and hopefully they will be functioning members of society from this point forward. Contribute to a productive future of humanity. Now, on the other side of the block. You got your cabin crew folks and Euronon News who they operate within the confines of what is legal and in public domain. They're very good, extremely good at doing it. I don't know if you people remember or not, but that cabin crew, before Kahuna, before Wormer, before before you ever heard the words cabin crew and hacking in the same sentence, before all that shit, it was Motormouth News and Ghost Pickles, Jackal, Mary Mad. These people. Wizards with search engine optimization. Another wizard, not related to him, to them though, Shari Wongs. Okay, and that's what allowed the cabin crew to fuck with so many people, like they did with Lyndon Johnson. There's nothing more classic than that, seriously. They found Lyndon's Johnson. And that wasn't even hard to find. That was nothing. You know, they'll find something on anybody. So notorious doxers, right? That was like their fucking trade, their craft, their trade, their gig. That was their thing, man. They were fucking motherfucking doxing motherfucker. And they did. And mostly during Occupy and shit, they would dox police officers that were caught on video doing fucked up shit to protesters. So, you know, the community gives them a pass because, hey, you know, it's anonymous. They're fighting for justice.
Okay, fair enough. So now, all of a sudden, Cabin Crew is making a name for itself. And suddenly they start attracting people that think they're fucking elite hacksaws, and they're gonna you know, fuck some shit up and make a name for themselves. And so these people end up, you know, commingling with these other Anons slash feds probably, and get busted taking down just frivolous websites, for the most part. A lot of just local county law enforcement, piece of shit, low-hanging fruit websites. And did, I would say, the equivalent of what LulzSec did. Maybe even less. I think those dudes in the Cabin Crew dudes, which is pretty much just Kahuna and Wormer, those dudes probably did less damage than LulzSec did. Easily. But both those dudes are doing, what, 3 years for their shit? How's that happen? You know, I believe Kahuna is, again, another repeat offender. But yeah, you know, Jackal's buddies didn't turn out all that well either, and they're still in prison or going into prison. Not to mention the fact that you got Yorinon News, which is for all I can tell, has completely imploded. A once promising enterprise has pretty much just gone down the tubes, and it's really sad. But essentially what you have is, at this point, Yorinon News has essentially collected the docs, the addresses, or at least the names of a shit ton of Anons and Anon supporters. And not only did they get that, they were paid by those people. These people paid them to take their docs. So somewhere they got a list of everybody who's donated, all right? And our former Cabin Crew SEO wizard has been kind of quiet lately. I hope he's just really, really stoned. I hope he's not using his doxing skills to take those names and start connecting dots to people on Twitter. After all, how do people find out about your Anon News bullshit? Through Twitter. So you can, if you submitted your real name and it shows up on the other end, and any of your information shows up on the other end at all, I mean, you've got to have shipping information, right? How are they going to know where to ship? I mean, is there a third party intermediary that takes care of that? I don't think so. So I'm not going to speculate, but I'm just going to say that essentially you could look at it from you know, people accuse me of being a Fed, and I think it's funny, but if I was a Fed, you know what the first thing I would do if I was put on the beat to, like, try to shake down Anonymous? You know what I would do? I would sniff around that fucking Yorinon News bullshit. I'd love to get my hand, if I was the feds, I would love to get my hands on that list of contributors. It might turn up some interesting individuals, I'm sure. That I find that unsettling, and I apologize if you're potentially on that list and this scares you, but it should. This is fucking anonymous. These are people who claim to be anarchists, and they say they're going to be starting an LLC with a website that's .org. What's wrong here? What's wrong with this picture? That is way more shady than what Sabu did. What Sabu did was cut and dry. It was pretty obvious. It didn't take an idiot at the time to fucking put two and two together and know that he was fucking compromised. People that knew better knew what was up. And for those of you that are new to this community, good luck, motherfuckers. All right, dude, I think I ranted enough. It's fucking, we're already 42 minutes into the show. What do we got in here? My Reynolds wrap is showing? Oh, come on. If you want Reynolds wrap, go over to I Has Candy's show. It's 3 hours of monotone fucking tinfoil talk. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. On Sunday, check this out. People are talking about doing back-to-back I Has Candy's show, Porno Puppies show, Russell League show, and this show all in a row. If I do the math right, it's 5, 7, carry the 2. Okay, that, if my calculations are correct, that is 39 hours of continuous broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday. So, you know, if you get tired of the games, maybe you're watching your favorite team and it's, you know, you're like me, you're a Raider fan, and your team's getting blown out, and it's depressing to watch. Tune in to Blog Talk Radio. I stand corrected. Nick Knack in the chat room informs me that IHAZ's show is 22 hours. My bad. Thank you for the correction. You know, I'm human. What can I say? I'm only working with the hand that's dealt to me. I got this one brain cell that I'm fostering. I can only do so much. I rely on people like. Now Nick is saying Vince is 2 hours of breaks and 45 minutes of talk. I haven't even stopped talking since the show started. I've been talking for 45 minutes, dude. It's fucked up. And why is Free at all muted? Did you say something 4 times? You're unmuted. I don't know why you got muted. Okay, I got people that are anxious to come on. I know, you're tired of hearing me talk. All right, I'm done. It's your turn. What I'm going to do is oh, wow, my Twitter's kind of blowing up here. Fuck, dude. That's great if people got butt hurt. Anyway, it's Free Ball Friday, everybody, and I'm looking forward to hearing your rants now. I'm going to shut up for the most part and turn it over to the callers. Let's make it good. I'm really excited to hear what people have to say. I'm going to take a quick break to go tinkle, and then I'm going to come back with, who is it? What's his face? AnCap Dialect? Dialect? Whatever the fuck that is. And Nigger Christ. Yeah, y'all. Okay. Once again, Free Ball Friday. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-667. Again, Free Ball Friday means you're going commando, not wearing any underpants. And in case you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I wrote a song about it, and here it goes.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rientro a hotel, insegnare un
banco. These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a Philly Negro.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in Le Bay. Back with you. I appreciate you putting up with my rant. That was great. I feel really good. I don't remember what I talked about, but it felt good to get it off my chest. So I'm checking my Twitter mentions here, and Meep Kitty Fuck sent me a tweet that says Carrot Crown, a.k.a. Ron Brennert, doxed in Tiny Chat. Really? Dude. Fuck you people. Goddamn wrestlers. It's not real. She did one of her Gazo screenshots of Tiny Chat with Method Donna. I guess Method Donna put a carrot head on. I don't know. Are you implying that Method Donna is the carrot? If you don't know what I'm talking about, this carrot, little sock, on Twitter is driving me fucking bonkers. Last week, it was convinced everybody that it was going to out me as an FBI operative on Friday. It was going to be the revival of fuck FBI Friday. We're going to find out that Vince the Bay is really FBI. And it was really hyping it up, and people were kind of like, hey, dude, what's up with this? What are you talking about? And I was like, oh, my God, people are listening to a fucking carrot. So even I was a little bit concerned. I was like, Jesus, have I talked to the FBI? I mean, technically, if you want to split hairs, technically, I was an FBI informant. Yeah, I talked to the FBI one time, and I informed on myself. Okay, so that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for him to say, yeah, Vince of the Bay informed on himself. Ha ha, get it? That's all I could think of. I was like, what else could he possibly have? I guess it's possible in the circles I run, the show I do, with the type of guests I have, I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I know for a fact that feds have called and listened to the show. So I thought, okay, maybe he's referring to, like, when Sabu called into the show, or when several other folks called into the show, or maybe somebody, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. Like, for all I know, everybody that's called into my show is a fed. I have no idea. I really don't care. I don't know why people are so obsessed with docs and who people are. I don't care what your fucking identity is. Just come up with a cool handle and be funny and
and do shit.
So that's debunked. Carrot is not Ron Brainard. What a fucking waste of time. Jaeger Johnson says, I like your sensual, smoky voice of radio. Friends, we are. Smiley face. And he goes by Dick Whiskey. He's got an anarchist sign, it looks like, at one end of his name, and at the other end of his name, he's got the hammer and sickle. Wow. Both ends of the spectrum. Why not? You guys all know, I prefer fascism. Okay, I've tortured you long enough. I got to get, we're almost in the second hour already. All right, Anand Kapp, you've been waiting for a long time. You're on the air. Anand Kapp, welcome to the show.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Pretty good. So I'm going to try to keep this brief and hopefully...
Okay, good. You don't have to preface this. You can just tell us. But before you get into it, really quick, I'm taking a poll. Who did more damage to Anonymous in general, Sabu or Jackal?
That's a toughie. I mean, like, you actually did bring up some valid points, and, you know, Sabu sucks balls, and Jackal just even sucks more dick. So I think probably Sabu.
I'm sorry, say that again?
So I guess Sabu.
Oh, you think Sabu did more damage. Okay, that's one for Sabu. All right, cool. All right, moving on. So you wanted to go on your rant. Let us have it. What's up? The floor is yours.
Well, just before I say anything, so my battery is about to die. So if I just go flatline off of the chat and off the switchboard, it'll be okay. My battery's just dead. So here's one thing I really don't get about the whole Yan mug thing. Yeah, it's a really bad thing, but I probably don't think they really had very much of the material. I mean, did they really own the material? Did they just have, like, a store? I don't really get it. I'm kind of fuzzy on the details. I mean, like, whatever. They've already lost credibility since, like, the last, I'll say, about 5 months. Like, Euronaut News, which is actually one of my favorite news sources to go to, which kind of sucks. So I think that's just pretty much it. I don't really have very much of rants. Hello? Flatline? Hello?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Oh. Oh, wow. So we're back on. I was just asking if we were back on. Sorry, I didn't know if I was on. So, did you hear the rant?
Yeah, it was great. I totally agreed with everything you had to say. And we're going to move on. I'm going to bring on Nigger Christ now. Nigger Christ, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, Gucci, man.
What's up, Nigger Christ? You're on Free Ball Friday. It's Rant Radio tonight. Anand Kapp just ranted, and now it's your turn, bro. What do you have to complain about tonight? This is your chance to let it loose.
Hey, well, I just got to say, man, Trayvon Martin had it coming. You know, that little bitch-ass nigga, you don't run up in a white boy neighborhood, old George Zimmerman coming at him with a gun, go, pat, 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 nigga got it coming, you feel me?
Again, as per usual, no clue what he's saying. Hey, nigger Christ, we're taking a poll. You know about Anonymous, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. Who did more damage to Anonymous, Sabu or Jackal?
I gotta say, really did the most damn Anonymous because goddamn Jews, you know, they be running the media, they run the whole goddamn thing, trying to goddamn fuck up them niggas, you know how it be? And they got there with that big noise going, oy vey, we have to destroy Anonymous, yes we do, oy, and then they done do that Jew ass shit, they done destroy the fuck out of that shit, goddamn, you feel me?
That's correct, the Jews. The Jews is that's one for the Jews.
So yeah,
as it stands right now, the question that we're of the night is who did more damage to Anonymous, Sabu or Jackal? So far, after two callers polled, it's one for Sabu and one for the Jews. Nigger Christ, you gonna hang with me while I take more calls?
Yeah, man, I done love hanging. I done hang my dick out the car window and drive by that daycare and go, hey, kids, check this shit out. You feel me?
I'm so glad I have no clue what you said. Okay, we're gonna go to the lines now, back to the lines, and we now have your homeboy, Danny Dantalian, with us. Welcome, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, Vincent Bay? It's good to be here. I'm glad that I'm here on the Vincent Bay Show. Isn't this open mic night tonight, by the way? Isn't this open night, open mic, Vince the Bay night, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You can rant about whatever you want, but I do have...
Bay night, hey, what I'm going to do to your Rudy Poo-ass at DEF CON next year, Vince the Bay. Next year at DEF CON, Vince the Bay, I'm going to take your Rudy Poo candy ass, and I'm going to choke slam you through a fucking platform of MacBook Pros, you piece of shit. How do you feel about that, Vince of the Bay, when I lay the smack down on your Rudy Poo candy ass, Vince of the Bay? I'm going to lay the smack down on your Rudy Poo candy ass, you piece of shit, because you want to come in here and you want to come on your Blog Talk Radio show and you want to talk all this garbage about Danny Dantalian. Well, let me tell you something, Vince of the Bay. You don't know who Danny Dantalian is, because I'm going to be at DEF CON next year. I'm going to be at DEF CON next year, and I'm going to lay the royalist smacketh down on your Rudy Poo candy ass all over Las Vegas. Everybody's going to be there to see it. Everybody, hey, Vince, do you like pancakes?
Dude, I didn't even mention your name. I don't know what you're talking about.
Vince in the Bay, do you like pancakes?
Yeah, of course. I love pancakes.
Of course you like pancakes. And where are you from, Vince? Where are you from?
The Bay.
Well, why don't you pancake your candy ass back to the Bay, you Rudy Poo candy ass? Because guess what's going to happen at DEF CON next year? I'm going to lay at the smack it down on your Rudy Poo candy ass, and you're going to have to limp your ass back to the Bay. Because after I'm done with you, you're going to have... You don't even know. You don't even know what's going to happen, Vince of the Bay, after all you've done to me over the past year and a half. After all you've done to Danny.
Year and a half. I think I've known you like 5 months.
Vince of the Bay, don't play with me like that. You've known me on several different handles over the past 7 years, Vince of the Bay. You just don't know.
I just started interneting 4 years ago. That's impossible.
You started interneting 4 years ago. You couldn't afford internet till 4 years ago, you fucking cheap piece of shit. You're pathetic, Vince of the Bay. Wait till DEF CON next year. Danny is going to walk into DEF CON in Las Vegas. Las Vegas 2014, the Rio, Las Vegas, all of the millions. 10 millions. Of Danny's fans are going to be watching, and he's going to walk right into that DEF CON stage, and he's going to lay it, smack it down on your Rudy Poo candy ass. And what are you going to do about it?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I'd probably shit my pants.
God damn.
You're damn right you're going to shit your pants, Vince, because I'm going to fucking make you shit your pants once I lay the smack down on you and drop the rock bottom on your can.
Right.
Feces is going to be spewing out of your nostrils and your ear
hole. Great. Super duper. Okay, we're doing a running poll here, Danny. The question is, who did more to damage Anonymous, Sabu or Jackal?
Well, obviously Sabu, because Jackal didn't snitch. I mean, that's a given right there, right? I mean, isn't it really? Okay, of course, Sabu is making money. I mean, I'm sorry. Sabu wishes he was making money. Okay, all right. I see what you're saying. I see where the question is coming from. Okay, Sabu snitched, right? Okay, all right. Jackal made money off of T-shirts, right? Jackal has access to Yen, right? Okay, obviously Sabu hurt Anonymous more than Jackal did. Okay, Sabu is a snitch. He obviously, it's a dead giveaway. Sabu is obviously more of a detriment to the fucking pieces of shit faggots called Anonymous nowadays today than Jackal is, you know? Because all Jackal's doing is making money off of these fucking script kiddies. That's all he's doing. He's selling T-shirts to script kiddies, and they're like, I'm a member of Anonymous. I'm going to wear a Yan T-shirt. I'm a script kiddie, but I contribute to the cause, and I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. I hate my government. I live in the American United States of America, and I hate my government, and I'm a member of Anonymous, and I'm going to private school. My parents pay for my private school, and I'm going to wear this Yan T-shirt, and I'm a member of Anonymous. Yeah, man. My dad's in the military, and I wear this Yan T-shirt. You know what? Anonymous can suck my dick, dude. You fucking traitors. Get the fuck out of America, you pieces of shit. Any member of Anonymous right now, if I see you on the street, I'm going to fucking rip your face off and gouge your eyes out, you fucking traitors, you fucking commie pricks. You fucking commie pricks, I'll fuck you up. You fucking anti-American pieces of shit, you fucking terrorists. Come at me. _ Dan Talley on Twitter. Come at me, you fucking anti-American Anonymous pieces of shit. You're nothing but a bunch of fucking commies.
Oh, okie doke. That's Danny Dan Talley, ladies and gentlemen. He's out of Wrestle League. He goes by Dan Talley _ on Twitter, and that was a fantastic entry into our Friday night rant radio. That's going to be a hard one to top. I think Danny's in the lead right now with the best rant so far. So congratulations, Danny. You are in the lead. Best rant of the night thus far.
I wasn't even ranting, dude. I was just speaking my opinion. But okay. Oh. Right, whatever.
Oh, my bad. Do you want to do a rant? I mean, that's kind of what that's the theme of the show.
No, dude. I don't want to take up all your airtime. Go ahead. Bring on the next person, man. I'll be here to chill. If somebody wants to ask me a question, I'll be happy to answer it. But if not, then go on to the next person.
Sweet. Okay, well, our next caller is the lovely fellow Bay Area resident, Worth of the World. Welcome, Worth of the World.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Hi, Ben.
Hey, I'm doing fantastical. I'm so much better now that you're here. I have no idea. We're joined right now by Nigger Christ and Danny Dan Talley. I have no idea what anybody has said on my show thus far, but I trust you will bring some sort of clarity. Thank you for joining us. And before we get started, the question is, who did the most damage to Anonymous in general? I'm talking, and when I say that, I mean like just sort of the overall reputation, its validity, its reputation.
You know, Ben's like, I'm kind of on this total pit lately of blaming everything on the feminists, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay, you're going with the feminists. Okay, one for the feminists. The feminazis are on the board now.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I mean, they do. You got to admit, Vince, that they do a pretty good job of splitting everybody across the board and destroying everything. So.
Oh my God. You're so right. It not only did they, you know what they did? Two birds with one stone. They took down Occupy and Anonymous at the same time.
I mean, it makes sense, right? That's the most prevalent rise-ups of our time, right?
Hey, man, fuck Occupy, a bunch of goddamn hippie motherfuckers. Get a job, goddammit.
Okay, so
yeah, I basically just wanted to be on the show for a minute to talk about that. Like, I, you know me personally, you know that I'm a pretty pleasant person and easy to get along with, but there's something about these feminists that keep coming around talking about let's kill all men and castrate all men, and let's now start, like, making it mandatory for all men to, like, sterilize themselves as a form of birth control. It's just, I can't stand these people anymore. It's just crazy. If they want to sterilize all men, why not sterilize all women too?
Am I unmuted? This is Danny. Am I unmuted?
You're unmuted, Danny. Everybody's unmuted. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, listen, Miss Lady Bitch. You're talking about you wish that. Wait, Miss Lady.
That would be worth of the world. That's worth of the world.
World. Oh my God! I can't fucking control you because I like you. Oh fuck!
What were you gonna say though? I mean, your opinion matters. What are you gonna say?
No, listen, bitch. I'm gonna troll you anyway, even though I like you, you little bitch. I'm gonna troll you right now, you little bitch. Even though I like you, even though my birthday is on Monday, and I'll always remember for the rest of my life. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Is it your birthday again already? Wow, it has been a year, huh?
Monday, yeah, listen, but the...
What's up with Shmoop? He hasn't had a birthday in like 4 days.
Yeah, dude, everybody in Wrestle League's birthday is in September, first of all. But listen, bitch, I don't appreciate your fucking feminist comments. Listen, I am a, What would you call the anti-feminist? What would you call a melanist? I'm a melanist, all right? I'm a melanist.
Oh, wait, Danny, wait. We're on the same page. I'm very not pro-feminist at all.
No, wait, repeat what you just said. Repeat what you just said, though. You just spouted some feminist propaganda, though.
Oh, no. I'm against, no, that's what I'm saying that the feminists are saying that I'm sick of hearing.
Wait, what?
The feminists are saying those things, and I'm saying they need to shut their fucking mouths because it's just fucked up.
Privilege, you cisgendered scum. You know what? You don't know what gender you were when you were born. You're a freaking cisgendered scum. You know that world. You're a cisgendered scum. You don't know when you were born, when you first came out of your mother's womb. When you first came out of your mother's womb, you didn't know what you were, all right? You didn't know if you were a boy or a girl. You're a cisgendered scum, rest of the world.
All right, well, I can still hate the feminists for what they're saying about men.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Danny.
Okay, folks, if you're just joining us, we're taking a poll tonight. The question is, who did more damage? What?
Hey, Vince, the question is, are you going to do a birthday show for me on Monday?
No.
Hey, Vince, who's gonna you. I just need to quickly
hear shit, man.
One more thing.
I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything. No.
You have to do a birthday show.
I just want to say...
I'm sorry, Worth. You wanted to say something. I cut you off.
Oh, I just wanted to say, too, on Derek's behalf, I was going to rant about bosses, too, but I don't take a lot of time on your show.
Yeah,
but there's
no,
people out there.
No. Oh, dude, we got time.
There's people out there, like, in management positions that, you know, run the show and businesses and shit like that, and they're just going around, like, you know, we're going to hire someone, and then, like, a week before their 90th day, we're just going to go ahead and terminate them, you know, so we can start the whole hiring process all over again and waste all our profit and let some guy figure out what he's going to do with his life now. That kind of shit needs to go. So, yeah, my rant's over. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you for calling. I always appreciate your contribution to the show, and as of course, you're always welcome back. And find a way to convince Caesar to call in. He's in the chat room. I think he's awake. I want to hear.
You know, his Red Sox just clinched their division, so he's pretty happy right now. I don't think he's got anything to rant about.
Oh, come on. He's got some shit. That's something he can talk shit about. It's not hard. That's fine. He can call. You know what? He can call in and gloat about his butt socks. But I'll tell you what. Wait till fucking the playoffs come around, bub. The motherfucking Oakland Athletics are gonna be ready to fucking serve up some clam chowder, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah. So, oh, hey, Dad. Shit, I don't think I've talked to you since you got back from your trip to the East Coast. How was that?
Oh, that was fantastic. There's a lot of great people over there. I've been trying to get out that way for a while, so it was really good to go and, you know, make those real-life connections with people I've talked with for a long time and you know, just see things and what people are doing out there. It was really good times. Hopefully, you know, be going back as soon as possible.
Awesome. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, fantastical. I'm glad you checked in with us, and you're
keep
always
an eye
welcome.
Out for PayPal 14 support too. You were asking me about
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that's going to be coming to an end or a resolution at some point soon. Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, it's hopeful. It'd be great, you know, if the lawyers could communicate with their clients and get everybody on a consistent news source as far as like court dates and shit, because the upcoming court date has changed on people like four different times, and nobody even has like the same date in mind as far as when they're supposed to be back in town. So it's really kind of frustrating when you've got 14 people involved in a case and not one of them gets the same information. There's no consistent flow of information to them. So apparently there was a new change to the date to October 31st. So we'll see them here on Halloween, and hopefully it's a resolution and they can start moving on with their lives a little bit. But as far as what I know, there's going to need to be a lot of support for them going out pretty soon.
Excellent. Well, you know, I'm here in the Bay, so whenever they come out, I'll be around. Just hit me up and I'll do what I can. I think I'm best with just general moral support. But it's fun to talk to those folks. They're all, you know what? Honestly, I think they're going to make that, their story is going to make a great Lifetime movie.
It could. I mean, they're all really great people, and they're all
interesting. Dude, seriously, it's like the hipster internet version of Ocean's 11, but instead of Ocean's 11, it's the PayPal 14, dude. And they're all so unique, too. It's a great spectrum of humanity, really.
Yeah, man,
you know,
I put my sage in the ass, you feel me? I don't get up in that ass, put a brown bag over that head. That's the only way I'd ever hit that shit. You got that motherfucking chipmunk face. I should about to start saying, Christmas time is here. I don't want that shit, you feel me?
So anyway, I really want to get Owen on the show. Owen, I've met and talked to several times, hung out with, you know Owen. That guy is one of my favorite characters in the whole bunch. And he's somebody that nobody even knows about. Like, he's never talked about. His name is never included in any articles about the 14. Like, when they list the 14, they usually list like 12 people. So he's never.
Yeah, I think one of the 14 was a minor, and then the other ones, I don't know. I don't know why he's not listed, but yeah. Owen's a good guy.
It's him. Yeah. It was him. I think Owen got thrown on at the last minute or something.
All but, I know is Owen's personal life is a great story in itself, and that's a lot to do why he's not as out forefronting like some of the others.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's just his, for whatever reason, that's his personality. He's not the kind of person that would be all jazzed about Twitter and everything. He's interested in other stuff, and he's cool, and I love his sense of humor. He's got such a dry, witty sense of humor, he's like just a cool old school computer nerd.
Yeah.
And then you got on the other end of the spectrum, you got what's her face? The one that won't shut up.
Is she now the new she who should not be named?
Oh.
That's about 20 different women. About 20 different women need to shut up. I can't tell which one you're talking about, nigga.
Yeah. No, we could do a whole show, and we should do a whole show on the entire cast of characters. I would love to do like people like Larry King back in the day would be like, we've got an exclusive with the PayPal 14. We're going to sort of have a discussion with the live from I don't know, the Hollywood Bowl, Los Angeles, California. It'd just be around, you know, everybody on bar stools and a crescent, a little crescent alignment of bar stools, like almost like the presidential debates, the Republican debates, you know, like the first couple of them when there's like 48 candidates, but this is like just 14 people. I could see that.
Yeah.
And I could be like Anderson Cooper with the Madonna microphone and just walk around with a piece of paper and a tight black t-shirt.
Yeah, real talk though, I fuck saw that O'Brien in the ass, you feel me? I done put the newscast up in that ass, you hear me? God damn, get up in there, put it like a motherfucking 747, god damn, Black Messiah.
Okay, again, no idea what he said. But if you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. You can hit me up on Twitter if you have a question, you have a rant. We're supposed to be ranting here. It seems like the ranting has kind of subsided. Don't be shy. There's plenty of time to call in and rant. People on Twitter are saying weird stuff. Porno Puppy, he actually does. Some of the people answered our poll on Twitter, which is fine. You can answer the poll on Twitter too. That's great. The question of the night: who did more damage to the overall reputation of Anonymous? Who did more damage, Sabu or Jackal? And Porno Puppy says KY Anonymous. So that's one for KY. KY gets one vote. And so now, for those of you keeping score at home, after five votes tallied in the poll on who did more damage to the reputation of Anonymous, whether it be Sabu or Jackal, in the lead right now with two votes, Sabu. We have a three-way tie for second between the Jews, the feminists, and KY Anonymous. And pulling up the rear with zero votes, Jackal. So far people seem pretty sympathetic or empathetic with Jackal. I'm surprised. I thought there might be more. But, you know, you can't discount the Jews and the feminists. I mean, come on. And KY, you know, could easily have been on that list too. I mean, you could easily expand the list, but I just like A or B. You know, don't give me multiple choice, but whatever.
KY, pussy.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, this is a scientific poll. And so I just have to put that disclaimer out there. 347-826-7667 is the number, but if you want to tweet me, I will. Okay, here we go. We got some people on Twitter that are voting now. Mr. Devios says, hands down, Jackal. There will always be Sabus that disrupt, quote, matters. Jackal scammed / stole 50K, etc. There's our first vote for Jackal. So, after 6 tallied votes, it's Sabu 2. And Jackal won, the Jews won, feminists won, and KY Anonymous won. Wow, we're getting more votes. WTF, a.k.a. FLR666, vote for Jackal. Who else here?
God damn my nuts itch. Fuck.
Let's see. Meep Kitty Fuck says, question, who did more damage to the overall reputation of Anonymous? Answer, summer mongoloid potato faggots killed Anon. Okay, that's one vote for summer mongoloid potato faggots killed Anon. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was summer mongoloid. I didn't even know they had those anymore. Potato faggots. Okay, so one for summer mongoloid potato faggots. Got it. All right, this is a tight race, folks. We've got at the top Sabu and Jackal neck and neck, two votes apiece, followed up by the Jews, the feminists, the KY Anonymous, and summer mongoloid potato faggots. So get in your vote. My Fed Ninja is complaining. Did you vote, My Fed Ninja? I didn't see your vote. Okay, Ninja said My Fed Ninja says KY over 9,000, Commander X over 9,000. That you get one answer. Oh, here's another one for KY. Donovan Black gets another vote for KY. So if you're all right, let's bring back our panel. We of course have Nigger Christ, Danny Dantalian.
I'll bring Danny back up.
So Danny, Danny is our senior internet correspondent, and he's got a report now for us on the word on the street about this poll and how it looks to be turning.
What poll? What are you talking about? What poll are you talking about, bro?
Okay, Agent Viz gives a vote to Summer Fags.
Summer Fags. Okay. Like you, basically.
One. Okay, that's one for Summer Fags. All right,
cool.
Tortured 1221 says Sabu.
Do you know what's going to happen next year at DEF CON? When Danny walks into the Rio and lays a smack down on your Rudy Poo Candy ass, you know, when Danny walks in and fucking drops the rock bottom on your Rudy Poo Candy ass and then drops the fucking hacker's elbow on your piece of shit Rudy Poo Candy ass, you know, when the millions and millions of Danny's fans are going to be chanting Danny's name and I drop the hacker's elbow on your Rudy Poo Candy ass, are you going to be talking about this then, Vince?
Okay, we've got an update. We have a vote for Summer Fags and another vote for Sabu, and now we have a vote for the first time for Anonymous itself.
Go ahead and ignore the People's Champion,
Foolish,
Vince the Big. You can go ahead and ignore the People's Champion all you want, but the bottom line is, come DEF CON 2014, Danny's going to lay the smacks out on your Rudy Poo candy ass, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're supposed to be ranting here. Danny is the only one that is really participating in that part of the program. I appreciate that. If you would like to sign on and do some ranting yourself, you're certainly welcome to. Okay, let's go to the first. Let's go to the phone lines. Unscreen. Let's try another caller. See what we can get. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, is it me?
Yeah, it's you. Who are you, and what's your rant?
Well, my name's Hillary, and I was just calling in because I'm actually kind of disgusted by all of the misogyny on your show. I'm a feminist, and your African-American Jesus is out of control.
Hey, yeah, I'm out of control, about to get up in that pussy, be out of control, baby.
Listen, there is nothing out of control about the Black Messiah. He is a vestige of faith in a faceless world.
Damn right.
Well, by my count, he's raped me 17 times on Twitter.
Well, you should consider
only
yourself 17? Lucky, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, you go 20 times a night. You feel me?
Gentlemen, could you please just have a little decorum? Let's try to be
right,
a little sec.
Sorry, man. Nothing gentle about this shit. You feel me?
Yawn, ignorant female. You should be privileged to have the honor to have coitus performed on you against your will by the Black Messiah.
Deborah.
That's terrible.
That's gonna be good, baby. You're gonna love it.
The call.
You gonna be feeling it for 40 days and 40 nights, baby. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. You tore me wide open.
Who is this girl? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Do we know you? Who are you?
She's fucking disgusting. I don't know why I even answered. I should have. I'm sorry, folks. I should pre-screen. Okay, I should pre-screen call. I should pre-screen calls. It's my bad. It really is.
Come in. You probably shouldn't have let her get to the phone again.
It's all good. Nobody's perfect, Vince.
That's
nobody's
important.
Perfect. It's all good.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's perfect.
If you're just joining us, folks, I'm lucky to be joined by my distinguished panel tonight. It's Free Ball Friday. We're trying to rant about things. My panel consists of Nigger Christ, Danny Dantalian, some feminist chick, and Worth of the World. So if you want to join us, feel free to do so. We can talk about anything or anything at all. Miss Feminist Person, ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
I'm gay.
Okay. I have a question for you. The question of the night is, who has done more to damage the overall reputation of Anonymous? Was it Sabu or Jackal?
I think it's all of the e-whores who dox all of the guys that they fuck.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. That's one vote for e-whores. That's a good one. Good answer.
Does she realize that e-whores are like 13-year-old boys in their fucking bedrooms with their parents' computers that they bought for them? She realizes that's what e-whores are. 13-year-old boys using GIFs, right? She realizes that, right?
I'm sorry, how many bath salts did he have today?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand your fucking female speak because you're talking in female language, as in somebody with a vagina that's talking to a person with a penis. I can't understand what you're saying. What did you say? Can you repeat it?
It really doesn't matter at this point.
No, it doesn't matter. You're right.
347-826-7667 is the number if you want to hit me up on Twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. I'm getting a lot of tweets. Here we go. City of Flint says Jackal did nothing wrong. That doesn't really – so that must mean one for Sabu, although you didn't say that explicitly. Huh.
Vince, I'll go ahead and agree with him. I'll say that Jackal did nothing wrong either, and I'm
okay.
I had a
okay.
lot to do with. I had active participation in.
I won't. You know what? I won't.
Anti-Jackal movement, but I think that Jackal really didn't do anything wrong with capitalizing off of Anonymous. Me being a capitalist, I believe in capitalism, and Schmoop disagrees with capitalism, and that's Russell League. Okay, I believe in capitalism. Schmoop is believing in anti-capitalism, but okay, I don't think Jackal did anything wrong. That's all I
got to
say.
Okay. We got a vote from the Red Sun, a.k.a. Rev Script on Twitter, who says Anonymous 4chan Brigade is who that's another one for Anonymous, I guess. Let's see. Oh, My Fed Ninja says Roseanne Barr ruined Anonymous. That's one for Roseanne.
Hey, listen, Roseanne is afraid to talk to me, so Roseanne is irrelevant. Anybody who's afraid to talk to me is irrelevant, bottom line.
Samantha Kelsey's vote says my vote goes to Sabu. Let's see. My Friend Ninja also says Commander Xanax. You are a Fed, so I guess you can vote twice.
Wait, what now? Who? Samantha who?
Amanda Bynes?
I don't know who this is. You're talking about people we don't know. They're obviously not relevant enough to be known about, so fuck them.
Corrupt Rebel says terrorists killed Anonymous. That's one vote for terrorists.
No, that makes no sense because Anonymous are terrorists, so that makes absolutely no sense. Real quick, before you go on, Vince of the Bay, Charlie Wong, better hacker than Topiary, yes or no? Go.
I'm going to say yes.
Charlie Wong is better. Thank you. Thank you, Vince. I will forever have your back from this point on out. Troy Wong is a better hacker than Topiary. Troy Wong has done actual fucking technical hacker shit, whereas Topiary, granted, Topiary was gifted in literature, arts, you know what I'm saying? Topiary was gifted in the English language, and he could make fucking words dance across the page and fucking down.
Yeah,
Doesn't mean he was a hacker, though. Troy Wong could do some fucking good shit, dude. Troy Wong did a bunch of dumb shit, but Troy Wong did some good shit, too. Troy Wong is a better hacker than Topiary, bottom line.
Speaking of Shari Wong, I'm going to try to get him on the show sometime soon. He is very
happy. If you can get him on the show, I would love it. I would love it. If you could get Shari Wong and Keshu on the show, that would be epic. That would be fucking epic. If you could get both of those, dude, I would fucking love you for the rest of my life.
I haven't heard from Keshu in probably a year. It's been a long time.
If you could get both Troy Wong and Kyushu on the air at the same time and have like a fucking homecoming type of thing, dude, that would be the best thing you could ever do, Vince. Dude, if you could do that, that would be so fucking epic. All the old fags would come out for the night if you did that, dude. New fags don't know what's going on right now, but if you did that, that would be so fucking glorious.
Yeah, I just when I think I've heard the last of Keshu, she pops up out of nowhere. So she'll come around eventually.
Well, listen, Vince.
Shari Wong is definitely coming on though. Shari Wong is definitely coming on. I messaged him, and he's
done
now,
legit shit.
He's now the god of SEO, and I want him to just school us on SEO and break it down.
I would like to hear that, too, because I think he would have some I honestly think, okay, regardless of all the comical nature of Shari Wong's past, okay, granted, he's done some skiddy-ass shit, okay? He's done some fucking stupid-ass shit. But he's done some, okay, to level out that stupid-ass shit he's done some fucking legit shit to level that shit out. He's done some legit shit. That has nothing to do with SEO, though. I'd like to hear what he has to say about SEO. I would like to hear that. And I think that would be a good decision. I won't even troll it. I would like to hear what he has to say about SEO. Because that's something I don't even know about. I don't know about search engine optimization. I would like to hear about that. That'd be neat to hear. Wow, there was dead air for like fucking 30 seconds, dude. It's still dead air right now. Dead air. Hey, listen, you're listening to Danny Radio Live. Call in now.
Repeat the question.
There was no question. I was just saying I would like you to have Charlie Wong on the fucking air. That's all I was saying.
I'm totally working on it.
Yo, Vince.
Yo.
Next time you schedule the ranch show, you should really make an effort to get a hold of that kid that did that YouTube video demanding his docs to be removed. You need to get that guy on a ranch show. Get that kid on your show.
What kid? What are you talking about?
You know that YouTube video, that kid that was, like, ranting and crying about his docs being on DocsBin?
Oh, that's a good show. If you could find that kid, that would be a great candidate for your show. But you're asking Vince to break the law to kind of track this kid down. That's a minor. He doesn't want to do that.
I hold that kid down. I'll get my niggas in the mafia to go look up that kid, break his dog down, get him on the show. You feel me?
That is the exact polar opposite of the kind of show I want. Okay?
Yeah, dude. I mean, Shari Wong is like more easily available to get, even though I think he's still a minor. I don't know if he's 18 or not yet, but he's on Twitter. He's easily available. If you want to send a formal request, but like stalking down some kid who's obviously underage, that's kind of creepy. You don't want to do that, Vince. No, dude. Now, don't take her advice. Don't do that.
Dude, he's already been doxed. It's not like you really got to track him down.
It doesn't matter if he's already been doxed or not. It's different from getting Troy Wong on your show, who's been public in the InfoSec scene for a long time, as opposed to some kid who's just mad about having his docs on DocsBin. Vince doesn't want to do that. Why are you trying to fucking set Vince up, man? What are you, a fed? Are you a snitch? Are you a plant? I think we found a plant, Vince. I think we found a plant on your show tonight. Yeah. I think
it's
we found a plant right here.
You feel me?
It's all good. I'd rather talk to Shari Wong. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Talk to Shari Wong than like fucking 90% of the people I meet in my fucking everyday fucking real life existence, to be honest. And that's a pretty sad fucking existence that I have right there.
Good times. 347-826-7667 is the numero. We're getting dangerously close to being done with this broadcast.
No, dude. Vince, man, you know you can go 3 hours. Dude, stop playing. Rebel did a 3-hour show. Oh, actually, Candy did a 3-hour show the other day.
No. Candy does 3-hour shows because he paid extra to get an extra hour live. Okay.
You want me to send some fucking money to your fucking account right now? I'll do it right now. If you want to make the show go another hour, I'll send some money to your account right now.
I don't want to do a 3-hour show. 2 hours is enough for
me.
Like,
Vince,
I'll
send some fucking money your way right now. We can do this. We can do a 3-hour show. I'll send money right now. What do you want to do?
That's not the thing. I don't even want to do a 3-hour show.
I do, though, and everybody else does. So what the fuck?
I'll send the money right now. You have Russell League Radio. Why don't you guys extend your show in
an
hour?
Okay, it doesn't matter, though, dude. Everybody else right now in this moment in time wants a 3-hour show. So I will send you the compensation. Let's do this. Let's make it happen.
It's not going to happen, dude.
It's just not.
It doesn't
I don't,
work like that. The bureaucracy doesn't fucking
Jews,
file
man?
Out like that.
What's up
I
with
don't,
that?
I don't,
well, NC, before you get
okay,
on that, the bureaucracy obviously doesn't file out.
I'm not mad, but I'm appreciative of the gesture. I respectfully decline.
Understand, it's not a fucking, it's not ID theft. It's actually my money, okay? It's not fucking ID theft, okay? You have my guarantee on that, okay? Does that make a difference?
Okay. I've lost track of what's even being discussed. I'm too.
We're
distra-
talking about going another hour on your show. That's all we're talking about.
I'm distracted by the television show in the background. I don't know what are you watching.
I'm not watching anything in the background. The only thing you might hear in the background is fucking your show coming through my headphones, which are on the floor. So I don't know how you hear that unless my Android has really good fucking microphone.
Maybe it's Nigger Christ.
Yeah, it might be. Listen, Vince, man, dude, I'll send you money, dude. It's my money. Dude, ask anybody in my circle. I don't fucking do anything illegal. This is Danny Vantalian. I'm just a fucking satirist and a troll. I don't do all that bullshit. I'll send you some fucking money from my credit card right now.
Oh, you want to talk about satirists and trolls? We have... Okay, I'm still hearing that noise. I muted.
Wait, you're going into a segue and you're trying to delay this. I want to pay for another hour on your show right now. Stop trying to delay the fucking subject. I want to pay for another hour on your show with my own money. Let's do this.
The answer is no.
No. Okay, all right. I respect that. You said no. Okay, I can take no for an answer. All right.
Now, Vince, I'm willing to throw in some money for an hour with your sister. How about that?
Yeah, dude, Vince, if you
Look,
let me get in,
you guys do whatever you want. I appreciate it. I'm just not, I just can't do it. All right.
No, can, Vince, dude, if you don't want to do it, then like, Vince, it's not a fucking scheme, dude. I was like really willing to pay my own money to do another hour on your show, but it's like if you don't want to do it, then you don't have to.
Okay,
do it.
Now my timeline is getting. Flooded with people saying it's on. We want another hour.
Everybody wants another
Vince
hour, Vince. What do you want to do? What do you want to do, Vince? It's my own money.
You're a man
it's
of the
legit.
People, man.
There's no criminal fucking activity. It's my own money,
you know,
Vince. What do you want to do?
Nigga, why are
you
pissing on Ty Chat again? What?
Hey, what the fuck? Because I'm too lazy to go to the bathroom.
Did you guys put protesters outside? Hang on. There's somebody out the door. Hang on.
Yeah, just look
over. Dude, I'm going to hang out the window and see what the fuck's going on.
Mexicans! Call the cops! We're going to call INS! Get the Mexicans out of here!
They're, oh, my God. These people are demonstrating outside. How did you guys organize this so fast? What?
It is the British invasion. We are come from England to take over your station.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is that? Who are you? What
this
the hell
is William
happening?
Shakespeare. I'm his ghost. And I've come to invade your show. And I just wanted to let you know that the answer to the real answer to the question is George Washington. He destroyed Anonymous. He destroyed everything. The British should belong to us. That's my answer. What do you have to say about that?
Okie dokie.
Hey, I'm a better writer than
that
you.
Is one for George Washington. George Washington. Whoever is urinating on the program. That would, of course, be Danny. Danny, I'm sorry. Who do we have? Benjamin Franklin on with this? I forgot, but whatever. I apologize for that, the gentleman urinating on the program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was my pet red herring.
I'm going to give him 2 minutes.
Yes, it seems to me like they have to do something.
2 minutes, Danny Vantalian, 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You're only supposed to masturbate on the air.
2 minutes for Urinating on the program. Not cool, dude.
To pee or not to pee? That is the question. Whether it is noble in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous bladder reductions or to take arms against a sea of pee by opposing them to die, to peep, and no more to peep and say
oh,
that
shit,
we
you're
end.
Talking about CP? Oh, man, that shit's illegal. You can't be talking about that.
I'm sorry.
No, no, dude, no, no, nigger Christ. He said a sea of pee, as in, like, an ocean of urine.
Oh, shit. All right, we good. We gooch.
Mm-hmm. And from let's see what dreams may come but wet dreams. For we shit out that multiple coil, but there's no respect for... I have a small penis, actually. I am English, after all. But that makes us a calamity of so long a penis. For who would bear the whips and scorns of that time? They say that oppressor he's wrong. But I'm proud of my small penis. It's kindly for that pain, that desire, love, for that feminist that was just on the show. Oh, I loved her voice. Oh, yes. And I know I'm being insolent. She may spurn me, but I'm patient. And then I shall show her how worthy I shall take her. And that he, myself, that I am, that my quietest mate, and I have a bare body. And I don't care if she is my kin, because I've been to Arkansas once. And that fair bottoms they shall bear, and that grunt, and that sweat. And I will make her my weary wife. That's right. And she will suffer under that smell of death. Yes, she should do so. But that is an undiscovered country for whom born I shall teach that feminists. And for this is now no traveler that returns there shall ever come back. It doesn't bother me, though. It doesn't puzzle my will. For I shall bear that ill will as long as she takes the pill. Back to you, Vince.
Well, thanks a lot, William Shakespeare. I appreciate that. Oh, hey, before you go, I presume you called in to put in your picks for the week in the office pool. Let's just do it right now.
Hey,
right
Vince, unmute Danny.
Okay, well, hang on. We got to take care of business. Shakespeare.
Burn your house down.
Texas Ravens. Who do you got?
Not really sure. Maybe. Do the Manchester Comets play in your league? Probably not. Oh, I don't know.
All right, never mind. Forget it. Yeah, you know, I'll just fill in your pool for you. It's.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
If
well,
you play cricket,
gonna...
well, you know, I don't know, but sorry.
Cool.
The reason I really like cricket is because the bats are a lot like paddles, and the women are.
Hey, Vince, how many pets you got? Because I swear to God, you don't know me, Danny, right now. I'm going to go to your ass and fuck every last one of them pets off that ass. Let me remake a Noah's Ark up on that bitch.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? How about
this?
Nigga. How about not only do I keep Danny on mute, but I put you on mute as well. How do you like them apples? Yeah, I've got no respect for, I have a wordsmith with me on the air, and you're disrespecting him, and quite frankly, I am appalled.
I'm appalled as well. No respect for culture whatsoever. It's you Americans really could use a bit of culture. That's what I think. But you know. That's the rub. And let me show you how well I can rub it. Oh, yes.
That's going to have to be on another show. We're running out of time. Mm-hmm. We got to go around the horn and get final thoughts. Let's start with Danny Dantalian. Danny, final thoughts.
Vince, you're going to do another hour because you know what I'm going to do? You're going to DM me. Okay, you DM me where I can fucking plug my credit card number in. And we're going to do another hour of Blog Talk Radio with Vince in the Bay tonight.
I want all the Pennsylvania listeners to
know.
No, this is going to happen. Vince, I'm not a fucking Carter. I show my face on Chinese chat. I have an Instagram. I'm not a Carter. I have a fucking Instagram, I'm not a Carter.
You have an Instagram?
Yeah, I have an Instagram. That means I'm not a Carter.
No, you know what it means? It means you're a homosexual, actually. And that's going to wrap it up. Next we have Nigger Christ. Final thoughts, Nigger Christ.
I love Gucci, man. Yeah. I just got to say, shout out to that nigga KY Anonymous being the biggest pussy on the internet. He won't rap battle the Black Messiah. He's too busy getting drunk and trying to fucking show his penis on Time Chat to rap battle the Black Messiah because he's a pussy. And yeah, fuck Anonymous. And Vince, I'm going to fuck your cat.
I don't have a cat.
You going to have one when I'm done with you?
Okie dokie. Last but not least, William Shakespeare. Final thoughts.
I'm too sexy for your cat. No, just a thought. You know, let me throw this out. You know, don't ever turn down money. That's what separates us from the animals. But I appreciate you letting me be on your show, Vincent the Bay.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You're welcome. You're always, you're one of the, you're responsible.
Well, I live in South Central now. You know, the thing is, they gave me props, you know, of course, being in the theater, you know, I'm familiar with props, but I think that actually meant respect because, you know, having a problem, I am a white man, but, you know, when I explained to them that I'm the original gangster lyricist, I've been doing quite well, so I enjoy California.
Good. Good to know. Good to know. Oh, speaking of California, have you ever heard of Chuck Prophet?
I've heard of him, not met him personally, you know.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I got a request tonight that I'm going to fulfill here as we sign off.
Well, the show must go on, or maybe it may not. That's up to you, of course.
Look, Billy Shakespeare, will you just pipe down for a second? Okay. I usually take requests from people for music. Usually the guests curate, but I had no guests tonight. But I did get a request from Del Cameron from he's a Vice reporter and contributor, and he requested Chuck Prophet, and the track is entitled "You Did." And I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It was good times. Don't forget, Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. I'll be right here, same time, same bat channel, for an interview with digital activist and former Anon. What's his face? Greg Hoosh. Greg Hoosh will be here Sunday night, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. Follow me on Twitter for other updates and nonsense. And until next time. Do like Tavis Smiley and keep the faith. My apologies to Hammurabi's Code. Sorry, we didn't have enough time. Good night.
possible. He's here. Who built the house and brought it down? Who raised the roof and never made a sound? He's here. You did. When there's a passion, just the way I don't want to miss a thing. Take my hand and lead me all around. I don't care where we're going or where. Like a baby's fist. Who cleared the static and made it sing? Who put the wheel on the gravy train? He did. You did. Wake me up in passion.
Thank you, very nice.